understand the old Greek story of Sisyphus, why he was punished, and why his rock is still a useful symbol for adult life. Sisyphus is a king in an old Greek story. Old Greek means from ancient Greece, a very old culture in Europe. The story is part of mythology, old stories about gods, heroes, monsters, and life. These stories were not only for children. Adults used them to talk about pride, death, punishment, courage, and human problems. The story is simple to imagine: one man, one rock, one mountain, and a job that never ends. But behind that simple picture, there is a deeper question. How can a person live when life feels difficult, repeated, or unfair? Warm up. Do you know any old stories from Greece, Japan, or another country? Why do people still tell very old stories? What is one job in your life that you must do again and again? Do you think a person can be clever but still make bad choices? People in ancient Greece told stories about powerful gods and humans who were not perfect. The gods in these stories were not always gentle. They could be angry, proud, jealous, and dangerous. Sisyphus was a king. In many versions, he was the king of a city called Corinth. He was famous because he was very clever, but he was not an honest king. He used his clever mind to trick people and protect himself. In these old Greek stories, this is dangerous. A human may be smart, but the gods do not like humans who think they can control everything. Sisyphus was clever, but he often used his clever mind in a selfish way. He lied, tricked others, and used people for his own benefit. He wanted control more than truth. He wanted to win more than he wanted to be good. This is an important part of the story. The problem was not that Sisyphus was intelligent. The problem was how he used his mind. A clever person can help people, solve problems, and make life better. But a clever person can also cover the truth, run away from responsibility, and hurt others. The story asks us to think about the difference between being smart and having good judgment. Different versions of the story give different details, but one famous idea is the same. Sisyphus tried to get away from death. In Greek stories, death is part of human life. Every human must face it one day, even a king. Sisyphus did not accept this limit. He tried to trick the powers connected with death so he could continue living. For a short time, he escaped his fate, or his future that seemed decided. But in these stories, no person can escape death forever. This made the gods very angry. To them, Sisyphus did not only break a rule, he challenged the order of the world. He acted like a human could stand above the gods and above death itself. The gods gave Sisyphus a punishment that would never end. He had to push a huge rock up a mountain. The work was heavy and slow. He pushed and pushed until the rock was almost at the top. Then the rock rolled back down. Sisyphus had to walk down the mountain and start again. The same thing happened again and again, forever. This punishment is terrible because he can never finish. It hurts his body, but it also hurts his mind. He sees the top, he almost reaches it, then everything returns to the beginning. The story is old, but many adults understand it because life often has repeated work. We clean the house and it becomes messy again. We wash clothes and more clothes appear. We answer messages and new messages come. We study, work, cook, care for family, and start again tomorrow. These jobs are not the same as Sisyphus's punishment because they can help real people. A clean room, warm food, safe home, and steady job all have value, but the feeling can be similar. We may think, "I just did this yesterday." That is why the story stays famous. It gives a picture to a feeling many people already know. In stories, one thing can stand for a bigger idea. This is called a symbol. The rock in the Sisyphus story can mean hard work, stress, daily problems, responsibility, or something we cannot easily get away from. For one person, the rock might be work. For another person, it might be housework. For another person, it might be studying English. For a parent, the rock might be taking care of children every day. For a business owner, it might be solving the same problem again and again. The rock is different for everyone. That makes the story easy to connect to personal life. At first, Sisyphus looks only unfortunate. He works hard, but he never wins. He cannot choose his punishment, and he cannot finish the job. But some people see him differently. They think Sisyphus is strong because he keeps going. Every time the rock falls, he starts again. He cannot control the mountain, but he can control his attitude. This does not mean repeated work is always good. It means that people can sometimes find meaning inside difficult work. We clean because we want a better home. We study because we want more choices. We work because we want to help our family. We try again because we want to become stronger. Question 1. Where does the story of Sisyphus come from? Answer 1. It comes from Old Greek mythology. Discussion 1. Do you like old stories that explain life problems? Why or why not? Answer Help 1. I like them because they are useful because. Question 2. What was the problem with Sisyphus's clever mind? Answer 2. He used his clever mind badly to lie, trick others, and avoid responsibility. Discussion 2. Is being clever good if a person uses it in the wrong way? Answer Help 2. Cleverness is good when it becomes dangerous when. Question 3. What did Sisyphus try to get away from? Answer 3. He tried to escape death and the normal fate of humans. Discussion 3. Why do many stories say people cannot control everything? Answer Help 3. Maybe because life has limits. People cannot control. Question 4. What did Sisyphus have to push up the hill? Answer 4. He had to push a huge rock up the mountain. Discussion 4. Can a simple punishment feel worse than a scary punishment? Why? Answer Help 4. It can feel worse because repeating the same thing can be hard because. Question 5. Why do many adults understand this story? Answer 5. They understand it because adult life often includes repeated work that can feel tiring. Discussion 5. What is one job in your life that you have to do again and again? Answer Help 5. For me, the rock is, I feel tired when. Question 6. What can the rock mean in this story? Answer 6. It can mean repeated work, stress, responsibility, or daily problems. Discussion 6. If you had a rock in your life, what would it be? Answer Help 6. My rock is, I have to keep doing. Question 7. Why do some people think Sisyphus is strong? Answer 7. They think he is strong because he keeps going and starts again after the rock falls. Discussion 7. What helps you keep going when something is difficult? Answer Help 7. I keep going because, even though it is difficult, I. Final speaking. What part of the story was most interesting to you? Final speaking. Do you think Sisyphus is not lucky, strong, or both? Final speaking. What repeated work do you dislike? Final speaking. What repeated work is important for your family? Final speaking. How can boring work still have meaning? Final speaking. Do you think people need difficult things to become stronger? Sisyphus is an old story, but it still feels modern. Everyone has a rock. Some rocks are big, some rocks are small, some rocks are boring, some rocks are painful. Maybe strength is not always winning. Maybe strength is starting again.